This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi guys, welcome back to Delusional Diaries podcast. I'm Hallie. Wow. Hi guys, happy new year. Hope you all had a fun New Year's. Ours was It's funny that we did that video on Bridget's TikTok, Acquired Style. She was like, who's gonna get the drunkest? Everyone said, yeah. Oh God. Yeah. Yes. Yes. When she like literally, she didn't even know the month. It's horrendous. I mean, it's not shocking. It's a Party City on 14th Street. If you know, you know. Like, 14th Street is one of the worst streets in Manhattan, period. It's just, like, so commercial, like, and busy, and just, it's not a good street. Yeah. Yeah. Wait, I have to add to the Party City really fast. There was this kid, well, not a kid, like, it was just, the store was such, like, a disaster in general. I mean, it's not shocking at all. It's New Year's Eve at Party City. It's, like, obviously a bunch of people are going to be picking up balloons. But the line, I mean, they were not, I mean, it's not, I know, but it's not shocking. It's not well organized, but it was like, they were very, very, very inefficient. Like the way they were doing everything. I mean, people were standing in line. Yeah. Like they were clearly like, didn't even care to help you. It was kind of one of those vibes, but it won't. No, they didn't. I wasn't entirely surprised to see that, but it was so funny at one point. There's this, like, kid that's, like, further back in the line. I'm calling him a kid. He was definitely, like, in his 20s. Yeah. But he, like, goes up and starts beefing with one of the workers, and they're, like, getting into it, but, like, at a normal tone. And then he literally turns around to the entire line of people, and he's like, did everyone just see her yell at me? Like, screams it to everybody. And, like, to be fair, that the lady didn't yell at him. She didn't raise her voice. And so then he and her just start going back, and she's like, the customers in here are fucking disgusting, like, whatever. And he's like screaming at her. It was such a mess. I was like, somebody's gonna get in a fist fight, or like, I don't even know. I don't want to be involved with any of it. And there was also a rally going on outside at the same time, like across 14th Street. So it's like, you couldn't even walk outside because it was like a madhouse outside. It was a madhouse inside. It was just everything. Yeah.
Definitely did.
Yeah. Yeah. She didn't drink for the entire like hour that she was at my apartment at first, because you were just like making the same TikTok 50 times. And then finally you did. And yeah, I drink a lot at the pregame, but I really wasn't that drunk at all on New Year's. Like, yeah, I don't even know. There was a lot of screaming involved. I thought that somebody was going to get in a fight. That's that. Yeah, we were, right? Okay. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, Bridget made that video of like who's going to get the drunkest. Everyone said Jazz. It's not, I don't even know if you would be, I mean, you probably were the drunkest, but also like you just get the worst hangover, so it's easy to call you the drunkest even if you weren't actually that drunk, cuz you just get so, like, I could be drunker. Sorry, yeah, mute that. I could be drunker than you, but I wouldn't say fine. I get such brutal, I don't get a throwing up hangover, which I'm so grateful for, but I get a, my brain is not fucking there hangover. Like, it's been getting so bad recently where I know it's not, I mean, it's, if you're going to be hungover, it's probably best case scenario, because it's not even like a real headache. I mean, I have like a headache, but it's mostly literally I don't have a thought in my brain. Like, if you ask me what's 2 + 2, I couldn't tell you. I'm like, I don't know. And I hate that. But you just get really bad throwing up hangovers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Can I please say why? She won't let me say. It's not even bad at all. I'm going to say it because it's literally just funny. But she's like, she's having anxiety, but it's like already over with and it's fine. I'm like, I was talking to this guy. It's funny. I'm talking, like, she was just sending me because I'm talking to this guy. And I'm literally, she is a foot behind me. Like, I'm standing right here. I'm telling you, her back is just turned to me. Like, she's a foot behind me in this loud-ass bar. She's phone calling me. She's phone calling me, like, on the phone, screaming at me like I'm somebody at, like, customer service. And she's like, why the fuck did you walk away? Like, get over here. You need to walk over here right now. And I'm like, hello? I, like, tap you on the shoulder and you, like, turn around while on the phone with me. And you are so pissed at me. I know. And then you're like, come, like, whatever, like, come over here with these other guys. And she like makes me walk over and I was like, oh, okay, sorry, my friend gotta go. Like, and the guy's like, the fuck? Like, yeah. So that was that. It was fun though. Had a good New Year's. It was pretty uneventful. I like stood there 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I was like, and that's that. Yeah. I don't even know if you kissed Kevin at midnight, because I don't even think you knew what was going on. I don't think she was there. You probably weren't standing next to him, and then you're like, oh. Yeah. 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 Imagine like my old doorman just having Jazz walk in, who didn't even actually live at that building ever. They knew you. No, they knew you for sure. It's just funny, like, seeing you walk in, like, hey, happy New Year. I used to live at, shout out, 95 Christopher Street. Best doorman on the actual planet. The best ever. Like, actually. I I think that's why I hate, I shouldn't say I hate my doorman now, because there's actually two that are nice. They're nice. It's just like some of them, fuck up my packages, like my package situation so heavy. And it drives me insane because I'll like literally have a delivered notification. It'll be like signed by the doorman. And I'll be like, hey, it says you signed for this. Like it's here. And they're like, I'm like, it just got delivered today. And they're like, no, didn't. And then somehow like 7 days later, they'll find it and be like, oh, here you go. And it's just always a disaster. And I feel like I was so spoiled at my last apartment because I never even had to ask like, hey, do I have a package? It was just like, as I'm walking in, they're like, here you go. And like, they would always have it ready for me. And I miss them so much. And they were amazing. So yeah, I know. Yeah. Oh no, they saw like, yeah, that was my, we talked about this a long time ago, but I was dating is very loose, hooking up with this guy for, I never went on a single date with him or saw him ever during the daylight. Like I have no idea what the sun looked like on this man's face, but I was hooking up with this man, like the most consistently I've ever hooked up with anybody. It was like for like 2 to 3 months. It was for a while. And it was very like, he was only here until like December. We knew he was leaving. And so I didn't give a fuck, but it was like every weekend on the dot. It's like, what are you doing? And he would just come over, have sex with me. And he was like fun. Like I honestly like miss him so much. Like he would like be like, I miss him. Like I miss the sex. Like I didn't want to hang out with him. He drove me nuts in that sense. But it's like, he would literally be like, I'd be like, sorry, I'm sick. Like, 100% I would. And he was fun though. He'd be like, have you ever had sex in your kitchen? I'm like, no. And then he just like picked me up and we'd go have sex in my kitchen. And it was like, it was fun. And I miss him. But he was personality wise, not my favorite. But on the last day that because he always came to mine, I had no idea where he lived like at all. And then on the last day of us, I knew he was leaving the next day. So I was like, okay, like, let's have sex one last time. I'm out at fucking Common Ground. He, like, comes and gets me from outside. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, my family was visiting. That's so horrible. My family's visiting at my apartment. So I was like, we cannot go to my apartment. So he's like, okay, we can go to mine. I'm like, where is it? 111th Street. 111th Street. Common Ground's on 14th. I'm like, oh my God, this is 100 blocks away. Like, whatever. And I was, like, really drunk. I was like, I can't sit in an Uber for 100 blocks right now. I'm going to lose my shit. But I did. And we went back to his. I got to his 5-floor walk-up. And I've lived in a 5-floor walk-up. Absolutely no shame to 5-floor walk-ups. But I simply was not. I didn't have the capacity to walk upstairs. I was like, you have to carry me. This man carried me up the 5-floor walk-up. We get to his apartment. I crawl in his bed. He thinks we're going to have sex. I knock out. Did not have sex with him. Like, went all the way back just to sleep there. My family thinks I'm a fucking whore. I'm not even having sex. I did wake up the next morning and I was like so violently hungover, but I was like, this man's getting on a plane in 4 hours. Like, I have to have sex with him one last time. So then I did have sex with him really hungover. And then I left and haven't seen him since. Yeah. Yeah. He was not really, whatever. Anyway. Anyway, how did we get there? Oh yeah. Oh, sorry. I got really on a tangent, but basically, it's just tangent after tangent. Yeah. I need to finish the tangent of the tangent is that, my old doorman would see this man every single weekend. So he thought he was my boyfriend. So he was like an old man, like he was like 60 something. So I was not gonna tell this man like, oh, I've never seen him during the daylight, we just fuck. Obviously I'm just like, yeah, that's my boyfriend. And so then one day after this man left to move back, 2 days later I brought a new man home that I went on a date with, and my doorman is looking at me horrified because he just saw this man like 3 days prior, and he's like, what the fuck? And I'm like, oh my God. And I just make up, for some reason I was drunk, I was like, yeah, my old boyfriend cheated on me, like, LOL, like, have to, like, you know, move on. Yeah. He's like, you're so much better than him. I'm like, thank you. Like, I know. Kind of foreshadowing to, like, the future also, because the same thing kind of happened. Except my doorman thought my ex was my husband, so we just leveled it up. No, that's not what happened. Jazz is like, Jazz is itching to buy something. And because it's just like, you know, there's a lot of sales after Christmas and everything. And so she's like, Crate and Barrel is having a sale. Like, I'm going to get a new couch. And she's like, I'm going to get a new couch. But the couch that she was looking at was like legit the exact same one as the one we're sitting on, just a tiny bit better. And I was like, I feel like there's no point of getting another couch unless you're going to get like a bigger one. And then I was like, are you planning on renewing your lease? And she goes, no, I'm moving to the financial district. And I'm like, oh, what? Like, you've never mentioned that one time and you're moving to the financial district? And she's like, yep. I'm like, oh, okay. You said it with the most confidence I've ever, like, it was fact. This is all happening like while on a FaceTime call with me in the span of 15 minutes. I just want to make that clear.
And I go, you know what? I didn't really think they would like let me move into a different apartment in the building. She was a little flop, a little quick. And so I immediately, you know, hello, I'd love to do an internal swap in the building. I'm like, don't reply because it's fucking.
It's New Year's Eve. No, she's having a literal conniption panic attack. And me and Kevin are just both sitting there like, you have got to calm down. Like, it's New Year's Eve. No one's even going to be in this leasing office. And she's like, throw them until 3. I'm like, okay. Yeah, because it's New Year's Eve. They wanted to go probably get drunk and party. Like, you're not moving into that one, yeah.
I found this apartment on the 49th floor. I was like, oh my god, amazing. I watched like the AI like tour. I'm like, I need to move there. I'm like, it would be perfect to have a space for the podcast to record them every week. Because you're at home now. I'm like, I just set all this shit up every single time, which is, by the way, why things get messed up sometimes. It's a lot of settings, you have things to set up. So I just have it set up consistently.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I like just went to view the one that you found on the 49th floor. There's a building that like is directly next to it's like right across. It's the only thing obstructing you from the water.
Yeah, and like you can't see it out of every window, but in front of the one window is a building that can't come around the view. Like, what is it doing? And there's a penthouse in the area. It doesn't have any obstructed view, and I was like,
because it's like over at that point, it's like taller than the other building, so it's there's no view obstructed. We ball. Well, I was like, if it was only a little bit more a month, so I was like, at that point, I feel like just pay the extra money and rent and have a non-obstructed view. It's worth it. So it's a great apartment. Yeah. Yeah. It's such a good apartment, and it's making me jealous. Like, I considered moving into this building that Jazz lives in because she found it, and I toured it, and I was literally going to live on the floor above her, but I ultimately came to the decision that I wanted to live in, like, still West Village area, so I just, like, couldn't leave that location. Yeah, the outdoor space is bomb, and I do love it. But the inside of Jazz's apartment is so nice. Like, it's just, like, so, like, it's a new build, so it's, like, luxe. Not that mine's bad by any means, but it's, like, I don't have any countertop space in my bathroom. I would die for a little countertop space. Our friend the other day was, like, oh, damn, I wish I could combine, like, your guys' apartments and, like, have, like, Hallie's outdoor space and location with Jazz's, like, inside. It would be, like, the I'm like, yeah, you could do that for for $20,000 a month, like, yeah, I'm like, that exists, but like at a price point that's reasonable, no. Yeah. So good. Nothing's even confirmed. She's like saying it, but like, okay. They said you can for sure move. Oh, okay. He just, I didn't know. Okay. Okay. Oh, okay. 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 I'm so happy for you. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's not as brutal of a move, obviously, because you don't have to, like, really securely, like, you don't have to, like, package everything so tight and, like, whatever to make sure it doesn't break on the road, because it is just going in an elevator. But it is still just, God, like, and she just moved, like, 5 months ago, so it does feel like you just settled into this space, and then to pick up and move again. I mean, again, it's not like crazy different because obviously the layout isn't super different and everything. So it's like you're not going to be changing that much, but it is just a lot to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited for you to move. Oh, I started watching Sex and the City.
I have told Hallie to watch this show bare fucking minimum 25 plus times. Like, I rewatched it twice since we became friends.
Yeah, my mom also told me to watch it. She's told me to watch it for a while. I'm honestly shocked that I moved. I moved to New York City never, like, at 18 years old, wanting to, like, move here so bad, never having watched Gossip Girl, never having watched Sex and the City. Like, I never watched any of the iconic New York shows, and I still wanted to move here, so it's so weird to, like, watch those iconic New York City shows and now be like, oh, what the fuck? Because everyone's always like, oh, I always wanted to move to New York, too, because of Gossip Girl, and I'm like, no, that's literally not why I wanted to move here, or, like, Sex and the City. So it's, I don't know, I'm glad I'm watching it right now, though, Sex and the City, as after I got broken up with, because I feel like I can appreciate it and relate to it more. I don't know. It just feels more, it's like teaching me lessons and like healing me. And I really, it makes me feel good that they're all like well into their 30s and just fucking around and dating and having living their best life. And I was like, my life is over and I'm 23. And I'm like, girl, it was your first boyfriend. Like, calm the fuck down. Yeah.
They never stop living life because they have other shit going on. Which is, yeah. I really love that. Now it's like,
yeah, no, they're literally just living their best life. I feel like that's very New York, obviously, also. Like, if you live here, it's appropriate to go out at any age. Like, yeah, maybe if you're in the middle of fucking, like, you can do whatever you want wherever, but if you're in the middle of Missouri, it's like, yeah, maybe when you're 30, you're probably, like, settled with kids. It's just a different kind of lifestyle. But Okay. I've never seen that. But maybe. I don't know. I've a lot of Sex in the City left.
It's actually really, it would really apply to your current like life.
What? Oh. Okay. Okay. I, back to Sex and the City, because I can't relate to Love Life because I've never seen it. I hate Big. I've talked about that on Instagram. He sucks. And it's like, he's literally, I was like, oh my God, this man is 42, 43. And I'm like, he's literally freaking out if Carrie's like, oh, I'm trying, Carrie's like trying to leave something. And she's just really letting him get away with the most ever. And it's so crazy. And they're so toxic. And it's so wild at their grown age that she's just like, okay, okay. Like, it's so wild. And she also isn't, she, you were saying that you hate her. I think that's a little bit of a stretch. Yeah, I have to say, yeah, I you said it at first. In the first season, I was like, I could see little hints of where she's not a good friend, but she's not, she wasn't like, oh my God, she's the worst ever. But that's what I'm saying. The second season, though, she was like going to dinner with Miranda, and Miranda calls her, and she's like, hey, I'm sitting here at the restaurant. Where are you? And she's just with Big, and she's like, oh, I'm not coming. And then she's like, what? Miranda's like upset, and... Yeah. Oh, rightfully so. And Carrie just doesn't give a single fuck and like never apologizes. And it's just really odd. I'm like, how'd you guys move on in your friendship? And like, you just stood her up for dinner completely.
That's the thing. Like, I rewatched the show like 2 months ago. And I'm like, I don't understand. Because all of her other friends are such good friends to each other and to her. And she constantly gets away with like shitty behavior.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't gotten to the hating Carrie that much part, but I do. I think we were talking about who we would be. I hate when people are like, I'm so blah blah blah, because it's like, you're not fully that person. I mean, like, some people I guess could be, but it's like, I feel like we were saying, if Jazz was somebody, you're mostly Charlotte, but with like the edge of Samantha, or yeah, with the edge of Samantha. Like, you're like that, but you're not as, not to be rude, but like as wholesome and like, oh, like as Charlotte, like you'd be like, you bitch, you know, like you're like Samantha in that regard. I feel like I'm kind of a mix of Samantha and Carrie, I would say, but like, yeah, sure. And, but not even. Yeah, I agree. I'm like, I feel like, I don't know. I wouldn't be like Carrie and like standing up my friend and then like bad friend regard, but like I could definitely be Carrie. And so I honestly, like, relationship wise, I'm like, okay, like I would kind of like, every time she like takes Big, like Big will like be literally the biggest cunt to her, and then he'll come back and like knock on her door, and he's like, sorry. Like, he doesn't even actually say sorry. He's never said sorry. He's just like, hey. But every time he, like, she's like, oh my God, okay. I'm like, honestly, that's me as fuck being delusional, making excuses. Like, yeah, I get it, but I don't, because I wouldn't tolerate that. But just him. I mean, she's dated, like, she, like, then when they, like, break up for a second, she, like, fucks the girl, that, or a guy that she's going to therapy with, like, things like that, but she's not dated. I know she dates a guy named Aiden, right? Okay, so I don't know. Oh, we like Aiden? Okay. 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 So, I don't know. Because I'm not that far. I'm only on season 2. Somewhere. It is. I thought, like, I don't know. I don't always love when things are really dated. But I love the show. Like, it's so good. And it really is. It's, like, very timeless in the way that it's still pretty accurate. Like, everything I feel like is really relatable. The only thing that would be funny is if they did... If it was Sex and the City, but, like, now, where, like, they were going on fucking Hinge dates and stuff, you know, that would be, like, funny to see, because they're, like, meeting all these men in the wild, which I'm like, can we go back to that when men would, like, there was no Hinge, so you had to meet men in the wild, and it'd be, like, yes, I know. And it's, like, they'll meet in wholesome ways, too, where they're just, like, walking and, like, oh, or whatever. Yeah, that never happens now, ever. I know. It's so wild. I know. Like, I hate using Hinge, but it has to be done. I've been back on my Hinge shit. Little pro tip also for anybody listening. Because my Hinge was horrible. I've talked about that. And it's still not great. But you can, on Hinge, if you go to, like, delete your account, hit delete my account, and then it'll say, like, why do you want to leave? And it'll be like, I met somebody. done that before. then you can, or it'll be like, I'm not happy with my Hinge experience. And you click, I'm not happy with my Hinge experience. And then they'll be like, oh, instead of deleting your account, do you want us to switch up your algorithm? And you hit yes. And then it gets rid of all the fucking monsters and gives you like the most mid guys you've ever seen in your life. But it's like, it's such a win. Like, I am like, I literally will like, Hinge has me so delusional. I will sit there and be like, this is the sexiest man I've ever seen in my entire life. It is like the most average man ever, where it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, if somebody online saw, I can't say, it's like they, like if people online saw that man and like whatever, they'd be like, oh my God, like those two girls are fighting over that. Like, it's like, that's how bad it is. Like, yes, we are. It's like, that's all we got. Like, statistically, in the new year, yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna, my goal is to try to go on some Hinge dates, just because, like, whatever, even if it sucks, even if it's whatever, it's at least just putting myself out there. Need to do that. I didn't, December was just like a meh month. Yeah. I was also like, probably should not have been around another single male specimen in the month of December. I needed that little detox. Dry December for me. Not alcohol, but men. And not by choice, but whatever. But January, it's wet. Wet. Pussy, wet, juicy January. I'm drinking more than I ever have. I'm hopefully getting laid more than I ever have. I need to have sex with somebody post breakup. I haven't done that yet. It needs to happen. Yeah. That's all I have to say. Uneventful. It was good. I got 95% of my gifts I got from my family were dachshund themed wiener dogs. Literally everybody gave me, that's like literally my brother just got me dog toys, and honestly I appreciate it. It's useful things. So I do, and I can't stop it, and it's just, it's kind of my quirk at this point, and it's cute. I like it. So yeah, I love it. So that was my, I don't know, my, it was good. I was only home for like 2 days. I was very short, and then because I had to come back and I had to film something for Forever 21. So I had to come back right after the holiday. But yeah, how was yours? Went to Arizona? Right. Yeah. Oh yeah, this is your first podcast with the new hair. I forgot about that. Yeah, she got inches. Yeah. 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 Yeah, having two dogs is my biggest blessing, because Finley would drive me insane when I was trying to film stuff. Like, they still kind of do, because then they'll be dead asleep until I get up and I'm like, you know what, I should film this. Like, let me turn on the camera, and then it's like, that's all you fucking hear, because they're just fighting each other. And I'm like, are you, you've been asleep. Why can't you stay asleep while I'm trying to film? But it was a big blessing for me to get two dogs. So,
yeah. I was trying to get him back.
Yeah.
Hey,
speaking of dogs. Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
I do, actually. I'm trying to take things less difficult.
Okay.
I'm like, literally anything. I just take things so personal. Like, I'm so hurt.
You do. It's funny because you, Jazz will be like, she'll call me if somebody leaves a mean comment on her thing, right? And she'll like be like complaining about it. And then it's like, she's like, that's the one thing you can't joke about. But it's like, or like, or she, not even joke, but she's like, that's the one thing I can't tolerate hate about. And then it's like, but there's like 51 things. It'll be like anything people say. It's like, well, that's like the one thing. I just like, I really, it's like, I'm sensitive about that. It's like, you're sensitive about everything. No, but I get, that's a good quality to have. It's just can bite you in the ass sometimes too.
Yeah.
No, it's not. You have to get a little bit of. Yeah. I do too, but honestly, I don't care. I will always be that way where I feel like I need to explain things. Like, people are like, you don't owe an explanation, but it's like, sometimes I'm like, but I'm just going to fucking give one because it'll make me feel better, so I don't give a shit. Yeah, I get that, and I think it just depends on what it is, but it's like, with some things, like, I'm just thinking of, for example, like, I posted the whole, like, how much my rent was, and then people were getting mad. There was a group of people that were getting mad at me, and I was like, please fuck off, actually, and then I, like, made this video explaining, and I do feel like some of those people that were kind of hating then were like, okay, I see what you're saying, and it made me feel better, just even if, and if you still want to hate after I give my explanation, so be it, but at least you don't just see this, like, little part and think that's all of the story, if that makes sense.
No, I get what you're saying. I think it's all just, it's a balancing act. It's fine, like, what, like, is going to make you feel better about explaining, like, what is it? So I guess, like, my thing is, like, I'm trying to find a better balance of what I explain and what I don't, if it's going to make me feel better if I'm just doing it just, like, clear.
No, I get what you're saying. I was also thinking about this kind of on the same topic, but I've been seeing so many things about, like, people being out of touch and just, I don't know, in general. And I feel like people don't understand what out of touch means. Well, I saw, I think Bran posted a clip about, it's funny because I'm not trying to sit here and be like, we're in touch, because, but we are, I think, because a lot of influencers, I think, can come off across as out of touch. Like, it's out of touch to get on your Instagram story and complain about busy to-do list today. And it's like laundry, grocery shopping, whatever. But it's like, I don't know how to put this because I'm not trying to come at anybody else, but a lot of influencers became influencers because they were already privileged at the start of all of that. That's how they got a following, because they had an insane apartment that everyone was like, oh my God, I'll follow this girl because I love her apartment. And they've been rich their whole life. So it's like, to them, they do think that is a busy day because they, like, you know what I'm saying? They've never been in touch. It's like, I'm sure I've done things we both have that are, like, out of touch. Like, anybody, I feel like, can be out of touch at some point. But it is, like, I do understand, like, my day to day is not busy. Like, I understand that most people have it a lot harder. Yeah.
I am busy with this job, but it's a different level of busy. There's more flexibility within it, and there's more benefits. But I feel like when you've had jobs before, like you can recognize that. And also when you have friends who've also had jobs before, they'll call you out when you're being out of touch. But when you don't know any differently, that's your level of normal.
100% when you don't know any. It's like, I was trying to, like, put it into, like, an analogy. It's like, it's not out of touch if you have a mouse in your apartment, right? Like, if that's a normal problem to have. Like, that's, like, who wants a mouse in their apartment? It would be out of touch if somebody, if I had a mouse in my apartment and I go down on the street to somebody who had to sleep there because they don't have an apartment, and I was like, oh my God, I had the worst, like the worst problem. Like, I have a mouse, right? It's like, that'd be so ridiculous. It's, so it's the same way for me. It's like, it's not out of touch to necessarily be an influencer. It's privileged. It's not out of touch. But it'd be out of touch if I then went to my friend who's a waiter and I was like, oh my God, I had the worst day. Like, somebody said a mean thing to me online. It's like, that'd be fucking out of touch, because I can understand that my friend who's a waiter probably had people say mean things to her fucking face while also busting her ass for 12 hours. And, like, I know she had it way harder than me. Yeah, I agree. Like, I think that there's people who don't care. It's not out of touch to be privileged. Those are two different things. Like, having privilege, it's like, if somebody has a beautiful shoe collection, that doesn't mean you're out of touch. You know what I'm saying? They can acknowledge it's a beautiful shoe collection. That's just privilege. But it's like, those are just different things. And I don't think people necessarily understand, just because somebody has something nice doesn't necessarily make them out of touch. It's the way they perceive that and then speak about it to you.
Yeah. Like, when you're comparing things to other people. 100%.
Like, I just, like, and I've probably... Hundred percent. Because we can both acknowledge, and it's like, at the end of the day, even when we're complaining about that, it's still a valid complaint. But it's we understand it's not a complaint that I need to go share online or something, because it's like, obviously there are way worse things in the world. But if we're gonna play that game all the time of like, well, somebody else has it worse, we could do that until the end of time, because there's always somebody that has it worse than you. So it's valid for you to be frustrated by something, but there's time and place for everything. And the time and place to complain about your busy to-do list of having to do laundry and clean your apartment is not on your Instagram story for people who are working unpaid internships, you know? And I'm sure, I think, I remember one time, this pissed me the fuck off too. Like, one time I had to film a video for a brand. It was like a partnership. And I was like, busy morning, like whatever. And I didn't mean it as like, oh my God, this was hard or something. Because I was like getting my nails done and going to the gym and like doing things like whatever. And people were so pissed at me and like calling me like out of touch. And I was like, I am fully aware that this is not a busy. I did that like one time and it was just a poor choice of words. But I was like so annoyed, because I was like, you guys, like, I fucking know. No. No.
Yeah,
people. Yeah, okay. That was a weird wording. She has this problem. You have this problem. She has this problem. It's been driving me nuts lately. She'll be like, I won't have talked to her in 5 hours. She'll text me, she is so annoying. I'm like, who? Like, what? And now she'll be like, da-da-da. And it'll be like the most random thing where it's like, how would I know that's who you're talking about? She won't use people's names. But it's like, and it's like, sometimes I understand, like, you'll text me like, he just pissed me off. And I'm like, okay, I can guess with 98% certainty it's about Kevin. And I'm gonna guess like whatever, because who else would she be with or talking about that's a male? A lot of times it'll just be like the most random thing where it's like, her outfit was cute. And I'm like, who? And then it'll be like Bridget. I'm like, how did I know? Like, how would I know you were saying like Bridget's outfit was cute? Like, what are you saying? And it's just, she does it all the time. And I feel like that was kind of just you doing that IRL where it's like no context, just, or maybe I'm crazy, but I don't know. Anyway, back to New Year's resolutions. Not taking things personally is one of yours. What's another? Okay. I understand what you're saying. I like that, honestly. I feel like I don't really ask too many times. What, because this is the thing. I don't care about being overdressed, so I don't give a shit. It's like, I will just always overdress. And if other people are at that level, great. If somebody's like, oh, well, I'm wearing jeans and I was planning on wearing a dress, I'm like, well, I'm still wearing the fucking dress. But I think that's a good thing to have, like, have your own sense of personal style. And if you want to wear an outfit and you're like, oh, this will be perfect for that, and you have this outfit in your mind, and then your friend's like, well, I'm wearing a skirt, and you're like, well, now I need to change it. It's like, no, you don't. 100%. Yeah. Yeah, I like that. I like that resolution a lot. Mine are kind, not similar, but like kind of outfit wise. I feel like I have so many clothes, and I have like good fucking fits, and I just like don't I wear the same like shit all the time, and I'm like, I really need to start popping off. Sex in the City really inspired this. I have a little bit of a problem. I've spent so much money. I cannot stop buying shoes and all of this stuff. But I'm like, honestly, I feel like I have this really clear sense now of like, if Carrie Bradshaw would wear an outfit, I will wear the outfit. It's like I'm piecing together outfits that I'm like, Carrie Bradshaw would wear this. And I really am putting an emphasis on more accessories. I feel I wear these same black boots every time I go out, and I'm like, no, I need to start switching it up. I need to wear a fun, cute little pop of color heel with a little bag. I always try to wear the like same three things. And that's one of my New Year's resolutions, is to be more like adventurous with my style. Yeah. Like accessorizing is kind of my New Year's resolution, but also just trying. I don't really do resolutions, honestly. If I want to do something, I just put it into place immediately and just start doing it. I'm just kind of using this as an excuse, but I really am. You guys are about to see, like, my outfits are going to level up tenfold. And I went through my closet and got rid of a lot of shit that I just am not wearing anymore. And I also organized everything a lot better, so I can very clear, because I have all of these great things. I don't know where any of them are, and they're all tucked away or buried under something, so I never wear them. So it's like I laid everything out very nicely, accessory-wise, everything, so I'm like, okay, here we go.
That's really good.
Yeah. Oh, another one of mine is to kind of similar. I feel like I've been such a fucking lazy POS, especially like when I was in a relationship. I feel like a lot of times I just didn't go to like lunches and dinners with my friends as much. It was just very much, I don't know. I love a fucking dinner. I love a lunch. So that's one of my New Year's resolutions, is to like ask people to go to dinners or lunches more, like with just like friends and stuff. Like a lot of times I feel like I only see some of my friends on Friday night when we're going to the bar. And it's like half the time, are we even really having an actual conversation? Because we're just blacked out at the bar. It's like, I want to go to like lunch and dinner.
I love lunch.
Yeah, you do.
I really do love
we're going to lunch with Michael tomorrow. But prioritize that. And then also, that's why it goes along, so I can wear my cute outfits and like have a place to like pull up and like wear my fits. It's like to lunch, to dinner. So I'm excited for that. And that's,
you know, I'm a daylight person. I love lunch.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
I love
also, I feel like people are going to call these fucking resolutions out of touch, because I'm like, accessorize, go to dinner, like, fuck off. No, I know. These are just stupid. Like, I go to the gym every day anyway. Like, I don't need to put that into place. Yeah. They're just little tweaks I'm trying to make to my life, but yeah, mental health and like fun wise. But like, I understand those aren't like real serious. Like, I know some people are like, I don't know, I don't believe in dieting and stuff, so I'm not like doing anything different with that. I'm like, I do. Also, last New Year's resolution is to use up food in the fridge. I've been trying. Legit the opposites. Okay, that's why this is my truth. I go to the grocery store every day, every other day. And that's how it needs to be. I need to buy food in small quantities and then just like buy, use. And then it's like, okay, what do I have left? Okay, well, let me go now to the grocery store and get this so I can make with the rest of the food in my fridge this, like, da da da. I have to do that in small quantities. If I go to the grocery store and try to buy for the whole week, I will buy a million things at the moment that like seem like a great idea. Half the shit will go bad. I'll end up being going out to dinner because I didn't know my plans. Then somebody will ask me, and I'm like, well, I'm going to dinner. Now I'm going to dinner and I just wasted a whole meal. And it's like, I end up throwing away at least half of what I buy. And it's so wasteful and unnecessary. So my plan is to just go to the grocery store more often and like buy in smaller quantities and like get things for one or two meals. Use up that, like make all of it. And like today, the other day I was like, oh, I'm going to make salmon. Didn't end up doing that. So now I have this salmon in my fridge that's going to expire tomorrow. I don't want to make the salmon tonight. I'm not in the mood. I want sweet green. But I'm like, you're not fucking throwing that salmon away. Like, you're going to use the salmon. You're going to make it. And so I'm going to eat salmon tonight when I go home. And I'm not really that thrilled about it. But following through with my resolution. So, yeah. Love that. Ugh. Yeah. It's so nice. It is really nice. No, that's bomb. Also, I think it helps, like, not that you totally can. It's honestly still nice. I did it in college or like Blue Apron or one of those. And I liked that. Like I would make half of it and eat it for dinner and then the other and like save it for a lunch. But it is nice to just be able to like you and Kevin can like eat it and it's all gone and then not having to like worry about leftovers and stuff. And it's just all portioned out, like good to go. That's nice.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, my last resolution, just I kind of already said this, but gone more dates. Like I already kind of said that, but I'm really going to try. Even if like I feel like I used to only go on dates with people that I was like, they have to be like perfection. Like I would like think things like that, and it's like now I'm like, all right, even if I'm like, this probably is gonna be literally awful, or not even awful, just like, okay, do I even think I'm gonna like this guy? Probably not. But it's like, just go. What's the worst that happens? It's a conversation for an hour over drinks. Like, yeah.
That's what's crazy too, is you never, when you're seeing a person, you might feel so different, but people you meet in person are,
yeah,
people, you would go out with someone you met in person that you wouldn't swipe right on a dating app for.
Yeah.
But you really don't know until you get there.
Yeah, 100%. I'm just, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
What's the best thing you have learned from each other?
I feel like this is like really niche and random, but since I always had college debt and I had that like looming over my head, I had like, even after I knew I was able to pay it off and everything, like very intense money guilt. Like I've had that my entire life because it just grew up like where it's like every purchase I made in high school when I knew I was going to college, my parents would question like, why the fuck would you buy that when you could be putting that in your college savings and like whatever. So it's like I literally have the hardest time spending, and like every single time I go to spend money, I'm like, this is such a waste, like whatever. And you really helped me get over that hump and come out of that, because even after I was like, actually, I feel like I literally, if I hadn't met you, I would never have been able to like get over that fear of spending money or like guilt of it. And it's like, which it's kind of bad because now I'm like, oh, justified. But you really helped me justify shit. And it's like things that I need, because honestly, I read something somewhere that was like, you should never skimp or like save on yourself, because the more you put into yourself, like, is the more you'll get out of it. If that makes, yeah. And so, like, I feel like you helped me with a lot of that. Yeah.
But I also, like, I didn't used to be, like, when I was younger. Like, my mom was always like,
yeah.
And then I was like, I got older and made a lot of money. And I was like, oh, my God, like, I can do whatever the fuck I want. And, like, the world isn't over. And, like, you can...
No, I'm not saying, I'm not trying to say that you by any means, because I don't want people to take it the wrong way. Like, I'm like, oh, she's helping me make irrational things. It's like things that are a good investment, like getting an apartment that is kind of expensive in rent, but it's like, I'm going to film my content there. It's going to be better for things, like, and it has paid off. But it's like, I would have such a hard time getting myself to do that. But you really justify it where it's like, oh my God, you're right. Like, I can see that very clearly now. And it makes me like not have like guilt or like shame towards it. Yeah. Yeah.
I know it's more expensive, but it's going to pay off tenfold because I'm going to be more motivated and sitting. All these different things like justify my actions.
Yeah, I mean, like, it really is like, if you have the money to spend on things sometimes, it's worth it. Like, for me, Equinox is worth it. It's fucking expensive a month for a gym. And people are like, that's so ridiculous. But it's like, it literally makes me feel bad if I don't go. Like, it makes me go to the gym because I'm like, well, if I'm spending that much money a month on Equinox, like, I'm going to fucking go. Like, I'm not going to go an entire month and not go. Or, like, you know, or whatever. So it's like, I go, like, 5 times a week because I'm like, I got to get my money's worth. And so it's things like that. I feel like
everyone has their tip. People couldn't justify spending money on the gym, but spend something in a different area. Everyone,
yeah, 100%. I've said 100% a lot this episode, and I can't stop. It's my new, I get an obsession, like an obsessive word, and I can't stop fucking saying it. I've said 100% a lot. Aw, that's so nice. Like, yours is like way nicer and deeper than mine. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you making me think that makes sense.
Yeah. Wait, that's so nice. I know, I feel like the same way, like, to an extent. Like, I feel like we talked about this a lot in the last episode about friendship and stuff, but I just don't feel like, yeah, I feel like I can be my authentic self around you. I mean, I've always been that way, but it is annoying where it's like, again, like, you don't get, there's no jealous or one-up or any of those weird tendencies that other friends have had, where we talked about that all last episode. But
what was your peak of 2023 in your head?
God. My peak was probably like getting into my relationship. Like, I was probably the happiest I've ever been. And then my pit was probably getting out of it, obviously. Like, it's weird how, like, my relationship started at the very beginning of the year and it ended by the very end of the year. So it's, like, it was annoying as fuck seeing all the, like, 2023 recaps and knowing I can't do any of it because my entire year was filled with, obviously, that. But, like, yeah, I don't look at my relationship with anything other than, like the end of it. The getting out of it, obviously, is a different story. But, like, the actual part of it was, like, the happiest I've ever been. And, like, I was, like, that was probably my peak. Like, I had a good fucking time. Like, I did, like, the best summer ever just with him. Like, I don't know. So that was good. Now, I'm, like, yeah. No, yeah. And then obviously, the pit was, like, the end. I just obviously wish it didn't have to go like that. But I honestly am really grateful for it now that I'm out of it. I still, like, hate it. But I don't, because I'm, like, I can see things clearly for what it was. And it's, like, okay, makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, I'm, like, laughing because somebody commented this. I don't know if I said this, but somebody commented one time. And they were, like, Hallie, I love you, but you were never going to be the bitch that married her first boyfriend. Like, you, like, come on. Like, that wasn't your journey in life. And I was like, that's kind of true. Like, imagine me, like, oh, yeah. Like, I don't know. They were like, you're meant to have 10 boyfriends before you settled down. And I was like, yeah. Like, I get that. But I also don't, because I cannot imagine having 10 more boyfriends. Like, oh, my God. I could do, like, maybe 2 more in my entire lifetime. And that's about it. What was yours? Getting into your relationship.
That's part of it,
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Love that. You're like, your breakup? Just kidding. Like, you had a pretty good year.
I had a great year. Like, I am doing very greatly. But I could probably meet my grandpa. Like,
okay.
My family getting older, it was weird being back home for Christmas because I used to be at my grandparents like every single week.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'd go home like once a month. It's just very weird for me. I'm like, sorry,
I know you are.
But no one in my family has ever died.
Yeah. Like, knowing that can come, yeah.
Yeah, it's harder, like, having you can get older, like, when I'm not there all the time. But, like, when I got to go home, he's, like, works or something.
Yeah.
And I never, like, tasted anything or, like, didn't get much thought or anything. It's just weird.
I know, I get that. I feel like there's a lot of, like...
Sorry, I'm crying.
No, I get that. I feel like the guilt of that, like...
Yeah.
I'm not close to my family at all, but I still feel, like guilt... towards that, like, just of, like, not being there. And but you also, that's how, I mean, it's sad, but that's how life goes. You're not doing anything wrong by being here. It's not like you should live your entire life around
that.
Yeah. 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 You're just like.
I'm also on my period.
Yeah.
Oh, also, when I was at home for Christmas, like my cousin, younger than me, by the way, my younger cousin,
gotta get your money's worth. Yeah. Yeah. It's so crazy because I literally, when you are like, oh, if you were pregnant, I would seriously view it. I'd be like, she's a teenager. She needs an abortion. Like, that's literally how I would view it. And it's like, no, she's a full grown adult. Like, people at her age or younger, like my age too, but like have children on, like people at 27, even like 25, like they're trying, like they're actively trying. And that not even in a Utah Mormon sense, like in a literal, just like normal sense of life, like people at 27 have babies and it's very normal. But in my mind, I'd be like, it's an accident. And oh my God. You're like, wow, that was... Okay, it's not... it's not embarrassing to have a kid unexpected, but I understand what you're saying. It's like, it's shocking. Yeah, like a, oh my God, like scandal. Like, yeah. No, they're like fully an adult that like chose to like purposely get pregnant. And it is really crazy. Cause if you, again, if you were pregnant, I would seriously view it as a like, oh my God, she's a teenager. It's like, no, she's not. And it's really weird to think that you could like have a kid on purpose. But we're not doing that. I'm like me acting like I'm involved in any sense, but I'm like, we're not doing that right now. No. She was trying to say that the other day, like obviously as a joke, but I was like, girl, no. Like, yeah. Yeah. I I was going to say something. I was going to say, I got nothing left. You have? I didn't know you did it. The meeting? You had the actual class. I thought you said you didn't like her and you didn't do it. So you did it.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't tell me that. I think you, and I, okay, I feel like you're taking it, she's acting like this is a therapist that you would, like, talk to, like, your problems, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't not like her, like, I think you should like the person, but at the same time, as long as they're getting the job done, like, they're accomplishing a task, they're not, like, talking to you about your feelings, like, if you liked, I'm sure there's somebody else that you can find. What do you guys do? Did you actually have this meeting? It sounds fake. I'm like, pull up the receipts. Okay. Oh. Okay, all right. Okay. When's your next meeting? Okay. Yeah, I know. I feel like you're not going to do it. You're putting his sister on blast? Like, you're like, I don't like her. Okay. Like, how so? You're not talking about your life with her, so it's like, what is... What could not vibe? Okay.
I don't know, like, nice.
Her presence annoys you on Zoom. Like,
it's probably my own shit. Like, I should talk about that in therapy. But whatever. I'm trying really hard, so thank you so much for being nice to me while I work on my mental and speaking and all good shit.
I'm excited for your journey in this.
Thank you.
Oh, I have no doubt. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait, that's crazy. That is. You got to stop apologizing for that. Like, I can't hear it again. Yeah. Yeah, it's little things. It's really okay. You get one comment and you're like, lose your shit. I get it. And I'm so sorry that you feel that way about it. I know. Okay. Bye. Bye.